Hi, and welcome to Bukan Media's Thought for the Day for Friday, the 5th of June 2009, day before D-Day, or the anniversary of D-Day. And just news in today is that Gordon Brown has announced he's appointing Alan Sugar as entrepreneur czar, or enterprise czar. And of course, the first reaction to that is, is that a good idea or a bad idea? Who knows? But it comes on the back of driving through the countryside today, and also on the back of all the political upheaval over expenses, and seeing signs stuck all along the hedgerows and in fields along the way this morning saying vote for change, Conservative Party, vote for change, everywhere, vote for change. And it really got me thinking. First of all, it's pretty meaningless, and that's one of the problems of politics today, and certainly from the point of view of a lot of the youngsters I've talked to about politics, that they don't even know what it means or what it stands for. And as some of you know, I've already said, nor do I, which is one of the reasons, probably the main reason I didn't vote yesterday. But seeing these signs saying vote for change, it's really, really got me thinking, what change? You know, it's all very well inviting people to have a reaction to how difficult things have got, but what change? You know, is voting to stop something because it's uncomfortable, okay, is that change? Or do you have to choose what else you want to happen? And if what you want to happen is more of the same, you know, is that any change at all? Or is it just more of the same, business as usual? So my question really, a thought for the day is Tories, placards everywhere, vote for change. What has to happen in order for there to be some sort of change? Or do we really believe, as lots of non-voters do, that another political party from the main three or even the main five is no change at all? What do you think?